main real estate headlines. ME Land Sales, Navigating Building Permits, Soil Tests for Vacant Lots, a Maine-specific FAQ guide covering the paperwork, soil tests, and steps required to obtain a building permit for vacant land or property acreage. Real estate professionals in ME need to guide buyers through permitting realities that can make or break land transactions and build timelines. Share the permit checklist with land buyers early in the process. Moorsrealty.com/getting-a-building-permit for your Maine-land or lot/. Maine real estate headlines. Maine commission fee changes show minimal market disruption FAR. A shift in how real estate commission fees are calculated has had little impact in Maine, according to most agents. ME agents can monitor whether this early stability holds as the new fee structures continue to roll out across transactions. Read local agent perspectives at https://themaineemonitor.org/real-estate-commission-changes/. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.